This is a Farm Doc Daily podcast dealing with an article entitled Grain Farm Income Prospects Given Drought Conditions in 2012. In this article, written on June 28th, we look at farm incomes given that a drought occurs and look at those incomes under three scenarios: a mild drought, moderate drought, and a severe drought. We compare those incomes to what we had for expectations of income during the winter. Under expectations during the winter of 2012, in that we had a yield of 185 bushels for corn and $5 corn price, we would have expected incomes of around $165 or $165,000 per farm. This is for a farm with 1,200 acres, corn-soybean rotation, a typical farm located in northern and central Illinois. That compares to under drought conditions or a mild drought conditions, and here we have yields decline. Corn yield goes down to 165 bushel. Under our expectations or trending line yields, 185 bushel. So we have yields going down 20 bushel, but price going from $5 to $5.80. In that case, we have net income on this farm being $220,000, which is above our expectations during the winter. Our yield declines are offset by price increases. Our moderate drought, we have yields going down more and prices going up, and we have incomes roughly at the same level as the mild drought. And under a severe drought, we have corn yields set at 135 bushels, and under that scenario, prices going up considerably to $7.50. Under that scenario, we have roughly $290,000 of income for our 1,200-acre farm. What this suggests is that farms may not have yield or income losses due to the drought if prices react and prices go up. That has a number of caveats to it. Three important caveats are that the farm does have crop insurance at pretty high levels. And if we have crop insurance at high levels, you know, yields that are being lost are made up by crop insurance proceeds. The second caveat is that the farm hasn't had much expected production hedged. And the reason why that is important is if we have expected production hedged, we have less of a chance our price increases won't be realized on that farm because the bushels have been hedged already. And the third caveat is that we assume that lower yields lead to higher prices. That seems like a pretty realistic assumption this year because of the widespread of the nature of the drought. The eastern corn belt, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois are pretty hard hit. Eastern Iowa and Nebraska are also having had low rainfall events, and looking forward, and it's again it's at the end of June, there isn't a lot of rain in the forecast, and in fact we're looking at very hot, dry conditions coming into this particular critical period of corn pollination. So it does appear like we're going to have yield losses, and those yield losses are going to be over a widespread area, leading to higher prices. In summary here, many farms may not have their incomes adversely impacted with lower yields if those lower yields lead to higher prices. Again, we believe that to be a pretty realistic assumption given this year's widespread dry weather. Somewhat ironically, the lower yields this year may be postponing what we would be looking at as a return to long-run prices. Over the past several years, we've had supply disruptions of one type or another. The last 2 years, corn yields have been below trend. 2010, we had the Russian wheat yield drought, or low yields on wheat, and this previous winter, or in 2012, we saw soybean yields in South America lower than expected. All those things have kept supplies down, and stock building hasn't occurred. That has led to prices above what we would expect to be their long-run averages. Again, the drought that's occurring this year may postpone the movement back to those long-run prices, or down to those long-run prices. This could also lead to higher expected prices in 2013 than had we not had this 2012 drought. Both of those things are based on the conclusion, or that factor that we're not moving back to long-run prices is based on the assumption that a lower consumption or reductions in consumption don't occur. We don't see a widespread reductions in consumption occurring other than what we would expect to see from price declines. And if those reduced consumption levels do occur, incomes could be lower than we just talked about, and it could also lower grain farm incomes into the future.